This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. A committee that designates the official dates of recessions is debating whether the U.S. economy has entered a recession. The Bureau of Economic Research says it won't make its determination until at least next week. But recession or not, markets and investors will continue to be affected not just by profits and prospects, but also by psychology. Money managers have long known that their clients often act on emotions rather than pure financial considerations, and a small but growing number of financial advisors have tried to deal with their clients in a new way. They've brought in psychologists or therapists to be part of their practice. Joel Obermeyer reports from Lexington, Massachusetts.
Michael Tucci has always thought of himself as a hard numbers guy. An accountant with an MBA, he runs Lexington Advisors, a small company that helps wealthy people manage their money.
My suggestion is to basically, unless something major changes in your life, is to more or less stick with the plan we've developed.
Tucci knows how to build a balanced portfolio. What's been tougher, though, is dealing with clients' feelings, particularly since the terrorist attacks. Some are panicky, afraid to make even the smallest change. Others are thinking about changing everything.
To a certain extent, I've been getting much more of it. I've felt like a combination between a psychologist and a priest.
5 years ago, Tucci wouldn't have known what to do. His business school didn't include much training about interpersonal issues, and when a business partner suggested they bring in a psychologist, Tucci was against it. Eventually, Tucci agreed to give the psychologist a try. He found it was much easier to help certain clients with the psychologist around.
Never had a complaint, and in many cases, our clients, they'll just retain him privately. So it's ended up being a good thing, but I have to say I've done a 360 on this.
Now, an initial visit with a client often includes a meeting with the psychologist. The psychologist is Dennis Pern. He likes to help clients, but he also says his job is to make financial people into better listeners.
Helping to see red flags, helping to see the indicators that there may be issues underlying the pure bottom line money issues.
On a recent afternoon, Tucci sits at a conference table with Nick Koros, who started as a client in the spring. The two men go over the portfolio Nick shares with his partner, John. Nick and John have seen their net worth move around like a yo-yo.
It's so dramatic now, and with the bottoming out, I keep telling John, look, you're kicking yourself for not selling.
Nick says his partner is always focusing on the money they lost in the market.
On the way down here, I was trying to piece together some plans that I have been working on to convince John that, we're okay, we've got enough money, he can relax,
Before coming to see Tucci, most of their wealth was tied up in stock at a telecommunications company. The stock was once so high that the couple planned to pay for college for nieces and nephews. But that won't happen now. He says they're lucky they sold the stock before it went into free fall. Now Nick is frightened to put money in the stock market.
Part of me is kind of like, waiting to see what if some horrible catastrophe happens with bioterrorism and it saps our country's resources or...
Tucci lets Nick vent. Then they talk about coming back as a couple next time to meet with a psychologist. The next day, Tucci meets with a client who is an executive with a Boston area technology company. The executive, who asked not to be named, was flying out on a business trip the day of the terrorist attacks. Now she's convinced she needs to quit her job to spend more time with her kids, even though she's the main breadwinner in the household.
If anything, it's become more severe, more clear to me that I have to make some changes.
Ordinarily, Tucci might work out some of the financial sacrifices the client would have to make. Instead, he advises that she should wait a few months before they talk about it further. It's an approach that was suggested by the psychologist. A number of financial advisors around the country are also using Tucci's approach. Some have a psychologist or a social worker on retainer. Others have developed a list of people they can go to. Gary Schatzky is with the National Association of Personal Financial Advisors.
Whether it be training or whether it be an outside professional, certainly there's more emphasis on the softer side of financial advice.
But financial advisors have to be careful. Some people get offended if an advisor suggests they talk to a psychologist. Tucci says more people are open to the idea now than in years past, and the psychological approach is becoming just one more service he offers. For NPR News, I'm Joel Obermeyer.